And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saints, your take home is there in the bulletin. But I'd like to check with you if one of you or many of you remember your take home from last week. Anyone remember? It would be a shame if nobody remembers in this large church. Okay. Very good. Thank you. What do you remember from last week? It was Mark's gospel, yes. And it talked about Jesus appearing to Mary. Which Mary? There are many Marys. Mary Magdalene. Thank you. And she was so joyful, she went back and she told the apostles, "I saw him!" And then they didn't want to even believe her. So what happened? Yes, and Jesus later, he appeared to them and he rebuked them. "You have a hard heart. You need to open your heart." Uh-huh. Very good. When Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene, what does the Bible say, or what did it say that he did to her? It made a comment there in Mark 14:9. She had a number of demons. Who else read she had a number of demons? And yes, thank you. Yes. Yes, she had 7 demons in her, and Jesus cast them out. Isn't Jesus so good for that? Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else has a hand? Hallelujah. Thank you for those responses. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, you remember from last week's Bible passage, and you've responded very well. Who remembers some other place from the scripture that you read? Another place from the scripture that you read from last week, that you remember? Any hand? Are you just shy, or are you hard of heart? No hand. Any hand, please? Okay. Maybe you are just shy. Read the scriptures often and you would love Jesus more. About 14, 15 years ago, I went to a place in Minnesota and I was doing some missionary work there in Minnesota. And for that Sunday, the word of God was Matthew chapter 19, verse 3 to 9. In summary, Matthew 19, 3 to 9 says, in summary, one man marries one woman and they stay until death do them part. That's in summary what it says. So I preached about that word in Minnesota that year. After Mass, the people in church were very angry with me. And they said, "You dare to tell us that we have to stick to one man or to one woman until death do you part? When you in Africa, you marry 10 wives at the same time?" You would have seen the anger in the people after Mass. And I said, I responded, Jesus is bigger than Africa or the United States. I came to preach Jesus' word. not Africa or the United States of America. So don't blame me. I only spoke his word. One man, one woman, until death do you part. Now, why do I tell that story? It's because it's one of the closest times I ever got to being stoned to death. And I tell that story to underscore the fact that we just read in Acts chapter 5, verse 40 and 41, that the disciples were taken in. And they were warned not to talk about the name. But before they were warned, they gave them some lashes. Now, it doesn't say in the word in Acts today how many they were given, but I suspect they were given 39, because that was the usual number you would be flogged with. 39 lashes of the cane. And the Bible tells us, after being flogged 39 times, they said, "We are so happy that we have been found worthy to suffer for the name of Jesus." And they went around and they kept talking about Jesus. Nothing would stop them, even some beatings from these Sanhedrin people. Then we read in the gospel, John 21 today, and how Peter was asked if he loved the Lord. And then Jesus said to him, when you were a little child, you dressed yourself. But now you have to stretch your hand and somebody would have to direct you. And the Bible makes the comment, this was to say by what kind of death Peter would die to glorify God. Now, these words in John's gospel were written around 90 to 180. So at that time, Peter had already suffered martyrdom. Because the history says he died around 67 or so AD. So by the time these words were written, Peter had already died. How did he die? The history tells us that when they were to crucify him, he said, "Why would you crucify me like my Lord?" So they did it upside down for Peter. They crucified him upside down. And that was to give glory to the Lord, who suffered everything for us. You and I may not have that privilege or the grace to suffer martyrdom. If we were to suffer martyrdom, it would be the greatest grace we give to the Lord by that witness with our blood, what the Lord did for us. You and I may not have that privilege. The privilege we have is daily to love Jesus, to know Jesus by the things we do, the daily struggles of life here in Dodge City, Kansas. To love the Lord with all our heart, with all our souls, and with all our strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. That's what we have been given. And it comes in many, many ways. It comes through our finances, it comes through politics, it comes through society, it comes through the culture, it comes through everything. Will we be faithful? That's the question the Lord puts to us. Will we glorify God when we are in the restaurant, for example? Will we glorify God when we see another person suffering? Will we glorify God if we meet an enemy, somebody we don't like? Brother Jesus, thank you for going to death for us. And thank you for the witness of Peter and the rest of them in the early church. Fill our hearts with gratitude as we come to this altar to offer you to the Father, as we enter into this sacrifice, your sacrifice, to offer you to the Father. Fill us with fullness of grace. Fill us with gratitude so that we will experience the power of your resurrection and be conformed to your death. Amen.